Don't leave yet if you're part of the Baja quorum. There is a public meeting, and later on that agenda, a closed session. So I am actually going to ask Vice Chair McKenzie to chair this meeting because I have a conflicting time schedule that I have to meet, and I'll turn it over to you, Vice Chair McKenzie. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Not completely unexpected, but given our chair's schedule. And so what I would say is those of you who have no overwhelming interest in Baja matters, you're more than welcome to go and enjoy a cup of coffee in other places because, as our chair indicated, we are going to we are going into closed session, which means that the directors of Baja, which is a separate organization from the commission, are going to be remaining, and I will have to be asking everyone else to leave the room in fairly short order. So that being said, let me bring the Baja Bay Area Headquarters Authority meeting to order. I would request the secretary to confirm a quorum of Baja.
Good morning, commissioners. May I call the roll for the authority?
Please.
Authority Chair Cortese, absent. Vice Chair McKenzie.
Present.
Commissioner Bates.
Here.
Commissioner Campos.
Present.
Commissioner TCA.
Here.
Commissioner Worth.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. This is all very grand, actually. I have notes. Announce at the onset that the meeting has been audio cast on the MTC website and that all speakers should speak clearly into the microphone. You are hereby adjured to so do. Identify all speakers, and we often forget, myself included, to do that, but because we're not yet in the world of video casting, we're still audio casting, and so those of us with who are speaking do need to identify ourselves as commissioners and from whence we come, staff and public also. And I would ask and will be asking public speakers to state their name and organization prior to speaking. So if anybody has any request to comment an agenda item, could they fill out the gray request to speak card, and then you'll be properly called upon in order. Okay, we have a consent calendar in front of us, and I would ask for a motion to consider the consent calendar unless anyone wishes to pull an item. Or any member of the public has a question about an item on the consent calendar.
I move approval.
We have a motion from Commissioner Worth, and we have a second from Commissioner Bates to approve the consent calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have a unanimous approval of the consent calendar. We have an information item that now comes up on 375 Beale Street status report, April 2015, and two staff folks are here to regale us with tales of 375 Beale Street, Terry Green and Stephen Wolf. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioner Stephen Wolf, Baja staff. I'll start with the construction update and then turn it over to Terry Green. Last month, we reported that the DEA had moved out of the 8th floor, which was great news. And this month, we can report that the majority of the hazardous materials remediation is complete, and we have started our normally scheduled construction activities, including completion of the soft demolition of all the lab space and starting the hard demolition and seismic retrofit. So it's very good to see a lot of work going underway. The remnants of the DEA throughout the building that had been there to serve their space, utilities and the like, are now removed, and we're moving ahead with our project on all floors. The schedule has been revised to account for the impact from the DEA and the hazardous materials that were discovered under the flooring that needed to be remediated. And substantial completion has now been moved from November 17th, 2015 to December 11th, 2015. We have some budget for acceleration, and we will be at least using funds to judiciously select work that can be done at overtime to prevent the schedule from slipping further. Terry?
Moving right along, I'd like to focus on the technology work that we're doing. And there is a lot planned for the new building. As Steve mentioned earlier, one of the things that we are looking to do, and currently today we audio cast all of our public meetings, but we are looking to video cast those public meetings so that all of the meetings will be available on the internet for the public to view, as well as, you know, anyone who cannot attend can come back and look at the meeting later. At the last meeting, there was a question that was raised by Commissioner Pierce about some of the functionality for the dais, particularly looking at how we provide the chair, allow the chair to know who needs to speak, and also if there are any voting mechanisms available that would be provided electronically. So a lot of the work that we're focusing in on this month has to do with the boardroom and getting it ready, state-of-the-art for the commissioners in the new place. In addition to that, we are looking at some other services for technology that we'll talk about later in the upcoming meetings. We're also working with our furniture vendors and getting all the furniture for the building and doing some move-related activities. Eventually, we are going to move, so we're getting the staff ready and, you know, for that eventual move. The last thing I wanted to mention is that we have executed our first commercial lease with Rutherford Chakeen. It's an engineering firm, and it's for 14,986 square feet on suite 300 in the building. So we're very happy about that. We're now going to be working with them on the tenant improvements that they need to do to occupy the space, and they plan to be in the building in June of 2016. And a summary of the lease information is included in the packet. And so there is, as I think earlier mentioned, a closed session item scheduled to discuss our lease negotiations to relocate Xerox Fast Track Customer Service Center into the building. So with that, Stephen and I are available to answer questions on the status report.
Thank you for that report. Any questions? Commissioner Kinsey.
Thank you, Terry. Just a question on the IT capabilities and the video capabilities. Are we clear that we have good media feed links built into the program?
For the outside media to
yes.
come in. That is something that we were putting into the room. Stephen, I don't know if you have additional input but on that.
Yes, and we have a doggy door that will allow them to bring their cables from their trucks into the back of the boardroom.
Woof, woof. Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Seeing none at this time, any members of the public have any questions? I have no cards at this time. That informational item, agenda item number 3, is thereby concluded. So that brings us to agenda item number 4 in the overall scheme of things, which is closed session and conference with real estate. Baja will meet in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 to confer with real property negotiators to discuss a potential commercial lease opportunity at 375 Beale Street, Suites 200A and 300C. The instruction to the negotiator will concern price and terms of agreement. There is a list of negotiators that is available in the agenda. Pursuant to the Brown Act real estate closed session provisions Only authority board members and those persons listed on the agenda can be in attendance, so I guess I better read those people out. During a real estate transaction closed session, all other commissioners, executive staff, secretaries, clerks, and members of the public will need to leave the room while the closed session is being conducted. Please take your personal belongings with you if you'll be leaving the room. The negotiators for Baja are Steve Heminger, Andrew Fremier, Brian Mayhew, Terry Green, and Mark McGranahan. That's a grand name. And Sandra Boyle. The Xerox negotiator in this transaction is Kathy Ross, Principal, North American Real Estate. So could we clear the room, please, of all but the latterly mentioned individuals? Are you good? You're good. You're good. Okay. And the Secretary of the Committees, I believe, is her new title, seems to. Is that right? I'm trying to get these new titles together here. I love that title, actually, whoever invented that. Well done. Anyway, agenda item number 5, where this committee is back in open session. The committee directed staff to take action, and that is my report. So we now come to agenda item number 6. Does our council, do we have something to say? Sorry.
Excellent report. I would just add that we met in closed session pursuant to the provisions in the agenda and what we announced prior to going into closed session.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't follow my instructions properly. I'll do so if I ever have another chance. Agenda item number 6, public comment, other business adjournment. Ask members of the public if they have public comment at this time. Seeing no one rise, this meeting is adjourned.